Welcome to the Josie Show, with artists all from all over the world. You got Tina and Alex and Peanut the Squirrel, and Josie Pasatino, the teenage girl. Alright, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
Live from your computer and other mobile devices through Live 65, Country Blast Radio, and iTunes, Bag of Goodies Productions and Alan Firestone Productions present The Josie Show Special Edition. Tonight, Josie welcomes Jason Roberts. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasatino, and now, here she is, America's favorite to win Dancing with the Stars, Josie Pasatino.
How you get these introductions, okay? But boy, would I love to be on Dancing with the Stars and shake my group thing. Okay, yeah. I don't know. It looks like a lot of work. It looks difficult. But thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. It's going to be a great, great show. I am just so excited for another episode of Josie Show Special Edition. We are super glad you guys are joining us tonight because I have a wonderful, wonderful guest. I'm very excited to bring you an interview with Grammy Award-winning fiddle player Jason Roberts. And Jason is known by many as the Texas Fiddle Man, and his musical talent sought after by many. And he spent about 20 years with world-famous band Asleep at the Wheel, and now he has teamed up with outstanding talents and launched the Jason Roberts Band. And we'll chat all about his started music, his career journey so far, his music, which we will play for you tonight, upcoming plans, and of course, talk about the Jason Roberts Band. So we're pretty much going to cover everything tonight. So now, without further ado, please welcome my guest tonight, Jason Roberts. Yes.
Hi, Miss Josie.
Hello. Yes.
How are y'all doing?
I am doing amazing. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I need to talk to your intro people. I need some of those cool hip intros for my own deal.
Exactly. There you go. We can hook you up. We're good
Excellent.
At the intros. Awesome, awesome. I am very excited to be talking with you tonight and playing your music.
Hey,
thanks for coming.
I just want to let you know that tonight we have literally a worldwide audience listening in.
Literally, yes.
Hello to the world from Texas.
Yes, yes. And, you know, we are very honored to have you on the show. So we're very excited.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much. Yeah, I've been wanting to get to meet you and speak with you, so this is a good start. I appreciate everything, Josie.
Oh, anytime. My pleasure. And I've been looking forward to it, too, for a long time. So let's get started. You know, we have a lot to cover tonight. But, you know, first, I kind of want to start from the beginning. I mean, I know you have an outstanding musical talent, you know, in your family. So, but will you share with us how music all started for you? When did this all begin?
Well, I tell you, I grew up in Central Texas, and you know, I think fiddle players are probably you know, more there's more of them around here than a lot of other places. So, you know, growing up here in Central Texas, we had music in the house. My grandparents played music, and seems like everybody played a fiddle or a guitar. I actually had a grandfather on one side was had a Western swing band and played around Austin and all over Texas in the 1940s and 50s, and you know, used and had such, you know, like great musicians like the likes of Johnny Gimble, and so that was definitely an inspiration from the start. My grandmother, who's 102 years old now, she played piano all through my childhood, and that's really my first musical memory, was my grandmother playing kind of ragtime stride piano, and you know, so being a little kid, I just thought that was the greatest thing ever. So you know, it was definitely in our home. So you know, it felt natural to me. By the time I picked up an instrument, I could already, you know, sing a little bit, play a few piano chords, and you know, I think I was 11 years old when I started playing fiddle, and by then I had you know, I could could make a little music already, thanks to my grandparents. So I literally give them the I blame them for getting me started down this road.
Well, we're glad they did, because, you know, we love your music here that we're going to play, and you are a fantastic fiddle player. So it's just,
well, bless your heart,
all
for
worked
saying
out.
That.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, yes, and I mean, it's only natural that you really got into this. I mean, hearing music all around, you know, throughout your childhood. I mean, come on, only natural.
Absolutely, really, and you know, like I said, mentioned earlier, the physical location of where I grew up, I think, had a lot to do with it. I grew up in a little town called Lampasas, Texas, which is only 60 miles away from here in Austin, and you know, Austin has become known as the live music capital of the world now. So there's lots and lots of great players here, and just music every night of the week somewhere. So it was, you know, I think that had a lot to do with it, that musicians still have a place to make their music here, you know.
Right, exactly, exactly. And, you know, growing up, though, you know, who were your biggest musical influences, or, you know, has, you know, your type of, you know, artists that you listen to now changed over the years, or who do you really look up to?
Well, my palate has certainly broadened over the years. You know, when I first started, I was fortunate enough to be around the great Johnny Gimble quite a bit, and you know, steal fiddle licks directly from the master himself. And of course, Johnny Gimble played with Bob Wills in the late 1940s, early 1950s. And you know, so Bob Wills tops the list for influences of mine. But, you know, obviously the greats that everyone loves, Merle Haggard, you know, Elvis Presley, Ray Price, people like that. And then, you know, over the years as I grew and my musical tastes, you know, not necessarily changed but just broadened, you know, I got into to like big band swing music, you know, your Benny Goodman's and the Tommy Dorsey and Glenn Miller and that kind of thing, which is, you know, truthfully not all that far away from Western swing music and a lot of the things that the Bob Wills band was doing way back, you know, back there. I mean, they all played a lot of the same tunes, but Bob Wills did it with fiddle and steel guitar rather than the big horn band, you know. So they're definitely close kin. And so swing music, you know, and as I grew even further, you know, I got off into the whole jazz thing. Loved Charlie Parker, you know, and straight up horn jazz, which once again is not that far removed from Western swing and what I do. You know, it's a pretty melody, and then you play jazz over the changes, you know, you improvise solos. And
right.
So a lot of that stuff really goes hand in hand. Of course, you know, there are still a lot of the dance halls that are left here in Texas, and people like Ray Price and Johnny Bush and some of the more country Western artists that came, you know, through the 1950s and 60s. They were definitely influenced me, and they're, you know, every night of the week, just about, there's that music still being played in dance halls down here in Texas. So,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
absolutely, it's hard to get away from it. I mean, it's there, and it's just wonderful. I
yes,
love it.
You know, and most of the music that I love, it was invented for people to dance to. And so, you know, it's really a cool thing to see that people still love to dance. They come out to two-step waltz and polka for 4 hours, you know, and that, you know, that translates into a lot of musical freedom for musicians, because, you know, 4 hours, you can play a lot of songs and experiment
right.
a lot, you know, and really hone your craft, you know. So that's I'm really thankful that there's still a lot of it happening here.
Yeah, and it must be, like, you know, such a cool feeling to actually see all the people dancing around to your music, too. It must be such kind of, you know, a fulfilling moment. Yeah.
It certainly is, you know, and it's funny that you mentioned that. Personally, I don't feel like I play very well at all until people start dancing, and that, in turn, you know, loosens me up a little bit, and I start having a lot more fun.
Right. Right, absolutely. It ups the mood a little bit. I mean, when people get up, I mean, come on. I love that. And
sure,
you know,
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm actually going to be going to Texas, so I'm excited to kind of see, you know, everything for myself, you know. Cause
oh, good. Are you going to visit the Austin area?
I believe I cannot remember exactly where. I'll have to tell you a little bit later. I think Arlington. Yeah, Arlington.
Okay.
We're gonna be in Arlington. Yeah.
Well, you make it a point to come to Austin, and I'll show you all the best music places.
Awesome. Absolutely. That's a plan. I would love that. That'd be amazing.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely. That's absolutely. I'm very, very excited about that. And, you know, I also, I know that we have a caller, and I do not want to keep him waiting. We have a fan here in the switchboard that we actually just seen here pop up. So here it is, Jim from Tennessee. Hello, Jim, you there?
I'm here. How are you doing?
We're doing great. You're on the line here with me,
Jim.
And Jason Roberts.
Yeah, Jason, this is old Jim Ryle from Humboldt, Tennessee, just calling in and say, we're rooting for you, man. Love your music.
Man, bless your heart, Jim. I appreciate that a lot, and I'll be getting out there to Tennessee now. I expect to see y'all.
Okay, you know Martha and I are going to be there if you're there.
Well, good. Well, sounds good. Well, I'll buy you a cup of coffee, and we'll catch up.
Good deal. Good to hear you.
Hey, thanks a lot for calling, Jim.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Jim. Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Jim, for calling. And, yeah, we don't want to keep him on the line for too long. It's really, really cool when we have callers talking in with you. That's awesome. And now I want to talk about your band here, Asleep at the Wheel. You spent about 20 years with the world-famous band Asleep at the Wheel. Can you share with us a little bit about, you know, touring and your experience with this band when you were doing it?
Sure, of course. You know, Asleep at the Wheel, founded in 1970, you know,
mm-hmm.
they had a lot of the same, you know, things going on that the Bob Wills Band had going on, playing swing mm-hmm. music, incorporating fiddle steel guitar with the horns, you know, and so that's, I was definitely drawn to Asleep at the Wheel from the beginning. Even before I knew what I was hearing, I knew,
mm-hmm.
I just knew that I loved it, and tell you what, it was a real education spending 20 years with the Wheel, you know, traveling, playing, you know, close to probably upwards of 200 shows a year for many of those years, and
mm-hmm.
slowed down a little bit in the past few years, but not much. We were still working 150, 160 shows a year, you know, and that's making a lot of miles. But like I say, what an education just in terms of not only music, but sound, you know, different places that you play, you know, you have to kind of work with that and get good at it to make it, you know, get a consistent sound. And
mm-hmm.
so the broad spectrum of the types of places that Asleep at the Wheel plays was, you know, really, really cool. Everything from theaters, you know, to festivals, dance halls. We even played the White House once, you know, and
wow.
So it was. I was really, really thankful for the for all that I learned there, and I'm still learning from those guys, you know. And it's
mm-hmm.
something. And something else I was going to touch on is like Jim, who called in a few minutes ago from Tennessee. You know, that was. I feel real fortunate to have made a lot of friends across our
mm-hmm.
across the country and all over the world. Thanks to Asleep at the Wheel, you know, for the extensive traveling that they did and do. And, you know, I've gotten to meet a lot of good people out there. So that was,
mm-hmm.
It was a great gig for a great many years. And I'm really thankful to Ray and all the great musicians that have come through there that I've gotten to work with over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've had, you know, the opportunity to, you know, work with so many and record with greats such as, you know, Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, Johnny Gimbel, Vince Gill, Brad Paisley, just to name a few. And, you know, you
sure.
were even part, yeah, and you were even part of the Last of the Breed tour. You know, those experiences where you're able to actually be face-to-face with someone you, you know, see on TV or, you know, hear on the radio, it must have been crazy. What was that like?
Well, you know, not only somebody that you see on TV and hear on the radio, but somebody
right.
that were, you know, guys that were real heroes of mine and still are, Merle Haggard,
mm-hmm.
Willie Nelson, and Ray Price, and getting to stand two, 3 feet away from them, and I was just in awe and
yeah.
inspired, you know, every night. It's hard to explain, but those guys and guys like that, they just open their mouths and out comes, you know, what I've heard my whole life. And it is it just really floored me. I mean, and of course I worked off and on with all of those gentlemen, you know, with Asleep at the Wheel over the years, but to have them all together in the same place, singing classic standard songs, and getting to be their fiddle player one night at a time, you know, I can't really put it into words. And I think that everybody that loves Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson and Ray Price can understand what I'm saying. It's hard to, you know, to verbalize the impact that those guys have had on music and musicians over the years.
That's true. I mean, I think I would probably have like a little starstruck moment, to be honest. It's what a great opportunity, though, you know? Wow.
Absolutely. And then across, you know, kind of across the fence and yet still connected, Asleep at the Wheel works not only with the country music side of things, but also, you know, we did a tour with Bob Dylan back in 2000. Mm-hmm. We worked some off and on with Van Morrison, you know, so just a real cool, eclectic mix of people that I've gotten, you know, had the good fortune to be around, and largely in part to the Sleep at the Wheel. So.
Absolutely. And, you know, on top of great experiences, I mean, you've had so many great, like, honors. I mean, I read that you've won 2 Grammy Awards and have had 3 individual Hall of Fame inductions, which is, you know, mind blown when I read that. Can you share with us, you know, a little bit about how you felt having such honors given to you for your superior work? I mean, what's it like when, you know, you find out about this?
Well, I tell you, the whole Grammy thing was really kind of overload for me, because it was, you know, it was your George Jones and Ray Price and Merle, all of them in one room, you know, 2,000 of them in one room, and getting to sit amongst them and, you know, as peers, was really cool. And Asleep at the Wheel, you know, has won, I believe, 8 Grammys over the years, and it's a lot of several of the categories have been done away with now, but the instrumental category is one that we won back in 1999, I want to say, and then we won another in 2001 for a duo or group with vocal, and both of those were actually for Bob Wills songs, so it was many parts, you know, many cogs to me that made the machine that was really cool. It was, you know, not only getting to be there and experience it, but also to have won it doing Bob Wills tunes was really, I thought, quite appropriate and a tip of the hat to some of those guys, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know people are going to be, you know, wanting to check out your work, and we're, of course, going to be playing the music tonight. But if this is correct, I know your first solo album, Texas Fiddle Man, I believe that is still for purchase on Amazon. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes, ma'am. You can find it actually several different places, but Amazon is certainly one.
Perfect.
I actually made that CD, Texas Fiddle Man, in 2001 or 2002 maybe, and you know, it's I took a little hiatus from the recording business because I started having kids, and so while my kids were little, I figured I better soak that in while it lasts, because it doesn't last long that they're small. So I'm back on the recording horse again these days, and have definitely got a few new projects in the works.
I am extremely excited to hear about that. That is super exciting. Yes, I cannot wait for that. You have to let us know when everything is, you know, released and said and done. We'd love to promote it and maybe have you back for an update, something fun like that.
Well, that's very nice to hear, and I'll send you one, I promise, when I'm done. And it should be late spring, maybe early summer, hopefully late spring, that the first project will be out. But I went ahead and just started 2 or 3 projects right away to keep them rolling,
right.
You know.
Awesome. Well, I'm very excited about that, and people are going to be able to hear you tonight. We're going to play your song End of the Line right now, which I believe is off of that album, correct? Texas Fiddle Man.
It was on that album, yes, ma'am. And it was. We also did it, and I sang it with Asleep at the Wheel on a tribute to Bob Wills album that Asleep at the Wheel did called Ride with Bob. so it's in a couple of different spots where you can find me singing that tune.
Nice. I love it. I'm very excited to be playing it so other people can enjoy it. So here we go. Let's play it right now. End of the line, and we'll be right back. All right? Here we go.
Excellent.
Excellent.
It has been until now, dear. They tell me that true love is blind, but right now to me it's as plain as can be. You've come to the end of the line. You thought I'd be left brokenhearted. You thought you would leave me way behind. Well, I've paid my fare. You've got more than your share. Get off at the end of the line. Oh, Floyd Domino now.
Thanks again for letting us play that tonight. We love it.
My pleasure. I tap my foot. Even though it is me singing it, I still tap my foot every time I hear it. That's feel good to me.
Yes, you cannot help it. I mean, it is just so much fun. We were jamming back here. I mean, we love it. It's so hard, you know, not to dance with such a great, you know, beat to it, and it's just so great. The lyrics, it's amazing.
Well, that's,
I love it.
That's exactly right, and I feel like if Bob Wills is still alive, he might have to say, oh, on that one.
yep. That's right. And, you know, I really am excited because, you know, I want to talk about Jason Roberts' band, which you just recently launched, and I would love to talk about that, about the band, who all the members are, and the roles you all play. Tell us a little bit about this band.
Well, it's being step one. You know, this is a very recent thing, but I'm using some of the best players I can find, and they actually helped me make this new CD. There's a great guitar player that's worked with George Strait for the past 30 years. His name is Rick McRae, and my humble opinion is he's the best guitar player on the planet, and I think that most guitar players that know him would agree. There's a great bass player here in Austin, Texas, named Kevin Smith, who is actually working with Willie Nelson right now. And I tell you, another guy that I found here in Austin, who has been living here a while, and I didn't know it, but his name is Butch Miles. He played drums on most of the album, and he he worked with Count Basie, with Frank Sinatra, with Sammy Davis Jr. I mean, you go down the list of swinging jazz guys, and Butch Miles has worked with them. So I was really thrilled to have all of those guys in particular. And then, of course, a couple of my friends from Asleep at the Wheel, Eddie Rivers, who plays steel guitar, and Dan Walton, who played piano on a lot of it. Of course, they still work with Asleep at the Wheel, but they helped me play some of the cuts on this new record that's coming out. And in terms of day-to-day operation with the Jason Roberts Band, I'm going to use Rick McRae all I can. I'm going to use Kevin Smith all I can. And then I have a fine steel guitar player named Johnny Cox, who recently signed on. And, you know, from there, at this point, it's kind of, it's like I say, it's square one, but I have a lot of friends that are great players. And so they're all, you know, willing to help me. And so I'm really thankful for to have a good stable, if you will, of musicians that I can pick and choose from.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, they're all, you know, have done, you know, other projects and are very, you know, professional and just, you know, they've done a lot of work. I mean, it's going to be great. I'm very excited about the music that's going to come out.
Well, I am, too. I am, too. You know, it's funny that I got into the business to play and sing, and now, you know, when you launch your own endeavor, when one launches their own endeavor, there's a lot of things that go into it to make it a success, and very few of them have anything to do with playing and singing. So it's I laugh every day that I got in, you know, with such innocence, and now I'm doing a lot of other things that, like I say, don't have anything to do with picking and singing, but it's good.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, Jason Roberts Band, have you always known that you really wanted to start your own band? Was this something that you've always really wanted and worked up, you know, for? Or was this kind of something that, you know, just came out of the blue, would you say?
Well, a little bit of both, maybe. You know, for my whole life, yes, I definitely have wanted to, you know, to play and sing and say what I have to say in my own way. And so it's, you know, it's a difficult line to tread sometimes between having a great job and then completely, you know, going a different direction and starting something new. You know, it's thrilling and terrifying all at the same time. But but I do write songs and do have aspirations for not only the Jason Roberts Band, but things to come to build off of the Jason Roberts Band, you know. And it's one never knows, you know, just how things will grow and progress. But if you know, if it's any indication, it's going to be crazy here real soon. So.
That is awesome. I mean, I know tons of people that are very excited. Lori, who's in the chat room, says that she is a huge fan, and she is wishing the Jason Roberts Band all the luck in the world. So there you go.
That is so nice to hear. Thank you, Lori.
Yes.
And all these folks, you know, it's Jason Roberts Band. We're starting out, and we're, you know, kind of regional at this point, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico kind of thing. But I definitely have my sights set on branching out and getting, you know, getting around our great country as much as possible. And I've been fortunate enough to make a lot of friends out there over the years. And so I look forward to taking it on the road and seeing a lot of old friends and making a lot of new ones.
Absolutely. And, you know, for those who are new to you and your sound, how would you describe the sound of the Jason Roberts Band? How do you think it would be like, the sound?
Well, it's a blend. It's a mild blend of swing, western swing, big band swing, some straight-ahead country dance hall shuffle-type music, and whatever we feel like playing in the moment, you know. It's
right.
We're definitely not rockers, we're swingers, so it's mostly toward that, you know, toward that genre, but having great musicians in the band and being able to turn them loose to, you know, to express themselves right alongside me, we never really know which way it may go at any given time, but the vast majority is definitely swing and straight ahead country music.
Awesome. That keeps it exciting, though. You know that how you just said you never know exactly. I mean, anything could happen. I think that would make your live performances so much, you know, just excitement. You know, you never know. Keep it fresh.
It's definitely exciting. It's fresh and it's challenging. You know, to
right.
A lot of times people will you know mention a request. You know, and might not be something that we've ever done. It might not be something that we've done in 2 nights or 10 months. Mm-hmm. You know, if we just never know. So it's always good to not only challenge yourself but to be challenged by each other, and you know, so we do our best to remember all the songs and all the words, and there's a lot mm-hmm. of them. So we, you know, ultimately I think that we approach it just to have fun and to play music that we think is good, and I think a lot of times it translates real well if the band on stage, as you can tell, they're having a great time, then it's a little bit infectious, and it, you know, it helps other people have a good time when they see the musicians having so much fun. So we're definitely at that stage and loving playing with one another and working out our music and kind of taking it step by step.
Yes. Well, I know, you know, there are definitely going to be new fans out there who are listening to you and just cannot wait. And so for, you know, new information out there that you might post in the near future, where are the best places that they can go to? You know, your websites, your social networking sites, all of those things.
Absolutely. My website is the JasonRobertsBand.com, and then my Facebook handle is the same, Jason Roberts Band. And then, of course, Twitter, it's J Roberts Band, I believe, is the handle on that. But those are the best places.
Absolutely. Perfect. Easy. And I'm going to actually post all of the links after the show on our pages. So, you know, everybody finds it perfect and easy. Okay?
Wonderful. Awesome. We like easy.
Yes. Me too. When it's just, you know, you need to click a link, that's perfect.
Hey, that's exactly right. I enjoyed surfing around y'all's website. As a brief aside, it was fun.
Oh, well, thank you. And we had so much fun going on your website. And everybody, please make sure you check it out because it's filled with so much information. I just couldn't stop reading. It was so much fun. And it's such a great website. And for people, you know, who want to book the Jason Roberts Band that's listening, where's the best place to go to put in, you know, serious requests? Or are you guys taking requests for that? Or what's been going on with that?
Well, we are. And there's, you know, of course, contact on the website through email and whatnot. And you know, social media being the powerful tool that it is, I have been getting more you know, requests and jobs lined out through Facebook than anything, to tell you the honest truth. So those are all good ways. And if none of those work for you, call the Musicians Union here in Austin, Texas, and they'll point you my way.
There we go. Awesome. I wanted to make sure we got that out. And I also have another song here to play called You're Making a Memory Out of Me, and this is on the Texas Fiddleman CD, so I'd love to play that right now, okay?
Of course. This one has a little tip of the hat towards the more straight-ahead country dance hall shuffles.
All right. I'm excited. Here we go. Let's play it. You guys are really going to enjoy this one. You're Making a Memory Out of Me. Be right back with Jason Roberts.
Glance and became an instant fool. I threw making a memory out of me.
A memory out of me, and we're back right now with Jason Roberts. And a question that we always love to ask, in case you have anything else that you want to share, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything that you could tell us about in the works?
Of course, yeah. Always. I appreciate you asking. The first thing that comes to mind is my involvement and work with a man named Dale Watson, who lives here in Austin, and he's a fine singer, songwriter, guitar player, a complete package, in my opinion. And he is doing real well right now. He's generous enough to let me come and play with him any old time. I'm actually recording a tune or two of his. I taped an episode of Austin City Limits with Dale some weeks ago that showed it last month and have been showing it a lot, so that's a lot of fun, and I just want to say thanks to Dale for everything that he does for music in general. And let's see, what else? Well, I'll be going out to Turkey, Texas next month. This is a little town in Texas where Bob Wills grew up. They have the Bob Wills Day celebration festival every year, last weekend in April, and so I'll be out doing that. Recently participated in a project that was covering the Marty Robbins gunfighter ballads and trail songs that they did in the late 50s, early 60s, and so that one was really cool. And then, of course, my own newest project, which will be out soon. So, and there's always something going on. You know, I seem to find myself playing music with people, with my own group, you know, certainly every week at some point. And so I feel really, really blessed and really fortunate to be able to do this. And it's in large part because of people like y'all, Josie, who do a lot for musicians and artists. And, you know, you help us a lot to get our get the word out and get the music out there. And so I can never say thank you enough for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And I am very excited to you know, hear your new projects and see everything that you do and you're doing with Jason Roberts' band. I'm very, very excited about this. And we're definitely going to try and see one of your performances, or, you know, go out and see it. I would love that. That would be amazing.
I would love to. You please let me know ahead of time, and I'll make sure that we'll roll out the red carpet hay bale for you.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Would love that. You know, and I think it's so cool that you are really keeping busy, and I know, you know, you keep really updated for the fans. So I know your website and your social networking sites are definitely, if people keep in touch with that, you'll be posting everything about, you know, what you're doing so they can see it. I know.
Absolutely,
that's for sure.
And I just wanted to say thanks to all the people who do help me with all those things, the social media, the website. You know, I'm just a musician, and so a lot of those things I don't even touch. They don't want me involved in it, and I don't, you know. There a lot more happens a lot of times when I just go out to the backyard and practice a little. But I do. They are very dedicated and very good at what they do, and so I'd like to say thanks to all those folks.
Yes. You gotta love the people behind you and those support and those people who, you know, really work hard to make everything happen. You gotta love those people.
Amen. And they, you know, they're the ones that are doing the hard work. I'm the one that gets to have fun and stand up there and play and sing and smile and dance and all that stuff. But they're they're behind the scenes really making it go. So it's I'm really, really blessed to have a good team.
Love it, love it, yes. And, you know, another thing here that we've seen pop up in the chat room that I definitely want to get to, Martha. Martha says, best wishes on your new band. Love your family of great roots. And when will T-shirts, bumper stickers, and other items be ready? She would like to help you advertise. Ooh.
Wow. Well, that's nice. All in the works, too. I kind of plan to have all that rolling just about the time this new CD comes out and get some T-shirts and ball caps and jackets and the like, and so I'll thanks for the thought, Martha. I'll be sending some T-shirts your way.
Yeah, awesome! I'm definitely gonna get one of those. That sounds really cool.
You can bet on it. I'll be sending the cast and crew of the Josie Show some a box of goodies too.
You never know. Maybe we could even do a giveaway in the future. We would love to do that for you too. You never know.
Well,
that'd be really cool.
Thank you.
And we have another caller here on the line that wants to talk to you, so let's do that. Kay from Texas. Let's do it. Bring it. Hello, Kay.
Hello. How are you?
Doing
Hi,
good.
Kay.
Hi,
how are you doing?
I'm good, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing real well. Thank you. Thanks
Sandy
for calling.
Sandy and I are so excited about getting to Turkey to see you. We're following, of course, your website with Vern and all the information. We hope to get down to Austin to see you and Dale Watson. My late husband and I followed Dale all through Arizona and California. Saw him probably 10 times over that period. Really enjoy it and would like to see you guys together. But most of all, congratulations on your band.
That is so nice of you, and I will see you guys next month. And always, everybody out there that knows Dale Watson, please go and support him. Not that you need my recommendation, because he's great. But and I also do have to say a special thanks to Fanny. She sent me a box of records, of vinyl records, that she was getting rid of, and in that whole box of records, I found two or three good songs that I recorded on my most recent project, so bless her heart for that.
Oh, my goodness. Now, for me, you've got to learn Sugar Moon.
Absolutely. I got it. I'll do it for you.
All right. Looking forward to Turkey.
Love you, gal. I'll see y'all out there.
You sure will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for calling in. Love it. Love it.
That's great.
And I definitely agree with her. That song is definitely a must. So I'm in there. I'm in their room for that one too. Love it.
I've got it in my little bag of tricks. So whenever I see y'all, I will use it.
Nice. Perfect. Perfect. And I love that we're being able to get all the callers in all of the chat room. Questions. If you have any questions in there, please let us know. We'll definitely take them, as we still have Jason Roberts here with us. So I have some fun questions here for you if you're ready. I love fun questions.
Okay. Don't surprise me too hard now, but I'm ready.
No. They're really good questions. Don't worry about you. Don't worry. But one of the ones that we love to ask is, what is one of your greatest career memories so far? Which would you say?
Well, there are a lot, I'll tell you. But the biggest, probably the ones that come to the front of my mind are getting to stand on stage and play with the likes of Van Morrison, Bob Dylan. And then, of course, we touched earlier on The Last of the Breed, there's Willie, Ray Price, and Merle Haggard. Those kinds of things like that are just about tops, really getting to stand there and just soak it in, if you will, just 3 feet away from Bob Dylan, and it's really, really inspiring.
Definitely. Definitely. I would definitely say that's a highlight, so yes. Absolutely. And, what are some things that you like to do for fun on your downtime in Texas when you're not working on your music? What's some things you like to do?
Well, I mentioned earlier I've got small children, so we do a lot of playing at the park, throwing the ball in the backyard, things like that. I'm the world's worst golfer, but I still enjoy going out there and knocking the ball around a little bit. You know, life being seasonal, you know, I don't have a lot of time these days for, you know, fishing and things like that, but I do enjoy being outside, and you know, and at this point, like I say, a lot of it's hanging out with my kids, and to be perfectly honest, you know, the playing the violin, it is technically speaking, it's like a muscle, and it requires you know, strength training. You have to do it every day just to so that muscle, you know, those muscles don't atrophy. So I still try to have my instrument in my hand at least for a, you know, an hour or so at least every day. So I still play a lot. I still practice a lot, and I listen to a lot of music. Obviously, you know, I've got a small record collection, not a very large one, but I do still really enjoy listening to old records, 78s, scratches and all. You know, I enjoy that, and it seems like I always find new songs that may be old, they may be 50, 60 years old, but they're brand new to me and brand new to a lot of people out there. So, you know, and other than that, I just try to get it all done every day and be nice.
Yes, exactly. I love it. I mean, nothing better than spending time with your family. I mean, you always have to have that, you know, moment, you know, to keep you sane. You know?
Sure, and especially, you know, traveling as much as I have over the years, that, you know, that makes it tough sometimes, but I have a very understanding family, and they all agree that I'm supposed to be playing music, and so they've been nothing but supportive, and I can never repay them or say thanks enough to my sweet family. So it's I owe them, you know. I feel like I need to take every minute that I can just to give back to them.
No, well, I think that is just incredible. You know, you keep such a great balance, you know. I believe you do. And I also, you know, for, you know, those artists out there who are, you know, just coming up and really want to do this, do you have any advice for them who, you know, don't exactly know how to really get into the music business, yet they really, really love doing it? What would you say to that?
Well, I would have to say the best piece of advice I ever got, Johnny Gimble told me, play all you can and get real lucky. But
there you go.
I think a better, you know, an equally is equally good piece of advice would be just to not give up. You know, it's tough out there, and I know a lot of times, you know, it would be much easier just to go and do something else. But if your heart tells you that that's what you're supposed to be doing, don't give up. Just work hard, and stay true to yourself. You know, you don't necessarily have to bend or go any direction that your heart doesn't want to go. And to me, that's probably been the biggest help to me, is that I do what I love to do, and I never really contemplated doing anything else. And so it's what's in my heart, and it's what I want to do. And it's been tough sometimes because the stylistically, you know, swing music kind of, you know, was a dinosaur for a long time, and so it's you know, it can be tough, but I'm just real thankful that I stay true to myself and that I'm still doing it, you know. So
yeah, absolutely, that's great advice for, you know, those artists that are coming up, and you could be, you know, just, you know, anybody could follow that. When you think about
sure.
it, amazing. Yes.
And you know, the biggest thing nowadays, and a lot of people that I've talked to say that original music is where it's at. So you know, everybody can do it. It's just a muscle that you flex, that, you know, you have to work on it. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. But you know, write your own songs, and play an instrument. You know, which it's. You know, I know people are going, oh, yeah, it's easier said than done. But it's all it takes is a little bit of practice. So keep working, you guys.
Yes, yes. And also, it's funny because, you know, now people are able to actually learn an instrument from, like, you know, YouTube or, you know, things like that that are obviously cheaper. It's funny, you know, how, you know, different things that you could actually use now. You know?
I think about that every day, just the wealth of information that is at our fingertips nowadays. You know, we've got a complete library, a vault just full of instruction and help and mm-hmm. just good stuff all the way around, you know, the internet. And I actually do that a lot. You know, I play fiddle, mm-hmm. but I really admire the great violinists who get such a beautiful tone, and, you know, every note they play seems to be just so sweet and perfect. And so, you know, I try to learn maybe more about, more about that mm-hmm. style, and practice in those ways, yet, you know, take what I've learned and apply it to swing and country music. And I do a lot of YouTube watching, a lot of reading, and research about, you know, music in general, and certainly specific instruments. You know, I try to have a broad palate and an open mind instrumentally, and so I pick up other instruments. I mean, I'm the worst clarinet player you've ever heard, but I enjoy it, and it's
right.
making music. I feel like I'm bettering myself as a musician, and I've, from the internet alone, what I've read out there has kind of got me started and has helped me a lot in a lot of those other instruments that I'm, you know, attempting to improve at. So we're really fortunate nowadays to have that resource, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty, pretty cool. I mean, come on, YouTube, you cannot go wrong. So use you people,
absolutely.
YouTube, everybody. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
You can even find Jason Roberts instructional fiddle instruction in a couple of different places on YouTube. So y'all check that out if you're looking to play the fiddle.
There you go. See, I knew something was going on with you two because, I mean, I know a lot of people would love to see what you're, you know, how you, you know, do it and you know, learn. So. That's awesome. See, I didn't even know that. I was just reading your mind, I guess.
We were definitely on the same page on that one. You know, I feel like that musicians that I've known over the years have been so kind with their knowledge, imparting that knowledge to me free of charge, that I feel mm-hmm. it's a little bit my obligation and my duty and my responsibility to do what I can to pass that kind of information along to others. And so I've done a little bit of instructional type stuff out there, but I intend on doing a lot more.
Really cool. I would definitely love to check that out. So I'm going to definitely go on YouTube tonight and try to find those instructions. That's really cool.
Do it. Do it.
Wow.
You'll be playing fiddle before you know it, Josie.
Exactly. Now all I need is a fiddle. Come on.
Hey,
we can
make that happen.
No. but it would be pretty cool, to learn another instrument. I mean, I've played, like, you know, tuba and baritone and all sorts of crazy big instruments that are, you know, totally huge in school. but it would be cool to learn the fiddle. So, hey, I'm going to check your instructions, and I'll be halfway there. See?
That's exactly right. And then we get together, we have a jam session, and we're off and running.
There you go. Exactly. See, I'm going to do it. You all can do it with me. There you go. and, you know, I'm very excited because we have your last song of the night here to play, Am I Right or Amarillo? And I love the title of that, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
I wrote that song. I was some years back, I was frustrated and disappointed with myself because I hadn't done enough songwriting. So I sat down and just started spitting one out, and that's Am I Right or Amarillo is what I came up with that day. So it's it was fun, and I'm I still get a lot of requests for it. So
I believe that. I do. It's such a great song, and I'm very excited to play it tonight. So let's do it right now, Am I Right or Amarillo, and we will be right back. Here we go, everybody.
Started out with good intentions, making love right there in the kitchen. You and me were getting I figured you told me that you'd reconsidered. I could stay with you and be your man, be your loving man. But now it seems there's a brand new problem. Country boys learn their lessons when they're taught them. I've learned about as much as I can stand. Now I'm the one to think. Been too long apart, been too long apart. There's no need for me to keep on talking. If I'm a going, I'd better start walking. Amarillo or Amarillo never broke my heart.
Love it, that was Am I Right or Amarillo. And we are back right now with Jason Roberts. And really quickly here, I want to put my producer, Tina Marie, on the line because she says that she just got sent a message for you. So here we go.
I did. Actually, we were just texted in a message to the station for both of you, so I wanted to hop on really quick and read it. How does that sound? So the text came in. It says, great job, Jason. Such a fantastic artist. Being interviewed by a great gal, Josie. And that's from Becky Brown. So I just wanted to get that over to you guys.
Oh, we love her.
Very nice. Very nice.
Love it. Well, we're so glad that she's listening. And we love Becky Bradley Brown. Big time shout out to her. That was very, very sweet. Love it.
She is. Becky's a dandy.
Yes, yes, indeed. And also here, we are running out of time, but one last time, can you give out your website for everybody, all the new fans out there?
Of course, www.jasonrobertsband.com, and then my Facebook handle is Jason Roberts Band.
Perfect, perfect. I love it. Thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me tonight. And we'd love to have you back on anytime, okay?
Well, that's very sweet of you. I feel it my privilege to have gotten to do this, Josie. So thank you all and everybody on your team. Everybody is so nice and easy to work with. And love you guys. I look forward to seeing you in Texas.
Oh, well, we love you too because we are huge, huge fans, and we are definitely going to support every single thing that you have coming out, and I'm very excited. Good luck with all of your future endeavors, and just have so much fun, okay?
Well, thank you, and likewise, I wish you the best of luck, and I expect to be playing twin fiddle with you pretty soon, Josie.
There you go. Yes, it's on. That would be amazing. Hey, I'm gonna try. I'm going to find those instructions after the show, so just saying.
Excellent. Well, thank you all so, so much, and I look forward to seeing you.
Oh, absolutely. See you very soon, and thank you so, so much. Jason Roberts, everybody, talk to you real soon. Thank you for
coming. Bye-bye, y'all. Thanks, Josie.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Woo.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I had a blast chatting with Jason Roberts, and this was such a wonderful, wonderful episode of Josie's Show, special edition, and we love doing these. And, you know, I really also want to just mention that we have archived all of the other special edition episodes for your listening pleasure. I hope we make your ears very happy, and that's a job. And so you can just check that out at josieshow.com under the special editions tab, and you will be able to see our interviews with the legendary late and great Mr. Ray Price, Aaron Tippin, and Nathan Osmond. And you can find all those.
Hey, Jerry.
Yes.
Tonight's episode almost broke the record for our special editions.
You know, it's kind of hard to beat our first special edition with Aaron Tippin, but we had that many listeners tonight.
That's really cool. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. That's incredible. And we just had so much fun. I mean, hey, Jason Roberts is an amazing guy, and he's so awesome to talk to. So, I mean, I don't doubt it. And his fans are so, so dedicated and so incredible. And so I just think that is just awesome. And he definitely deserves it, deserves everything. And, you know, I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. And once again, please just check out josieshow.com so you could check out this episode if you want to rehear it, or show your friends and your cousins. And your aunts and uncles, your cat, your dog. And so just check those out at justshow.com. And also some special announcements here to for Thursday night, March 27th, is our Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for March, which starts at 7 p.m. Central at countryblastradio.com. So you will not want to miss that. It's going to be amazing. Another Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast, and that is March 27th. Yeah! Also, Friday night, March 28th, on the Live Josie Show, my guests are Jesse Hudson, Jake Clayton, and Anne-Marie Picurno. I hope I'm saying that correctly. So please tune in right here at josieshow.com at 7 p.m. Central for that great show. And we will be back for a special edition episode on April 28th with interviews from the Mickey Gilley concert we will be at in Texas. I told you I was going to Texas. I'm so excited. So, yes, that's April 28th. We're going to be live with interviews from Mickey Gilley concert. Well, not live, but you know what I mean. You'll be able to hear it. So that's very exciting. Mickey Gilley concert in Texas, April 28th. And we'll put that on there. That's not the date of the concert, but that's going to be the date of the episode, the special edition episode. And so I want to play the special message right now. So let me put on my producer here.
All right. So I will go ahead and get a special message on that we want to share with you. But first, let me just make sure I've got all this information out there clear for you. The Mickey Gilley concert, that's the Josie Show concert series, is going to be at. We're going to be holding some interviews backstage. That concert is Saturday, April 19th in Arlington, Texas. It will be at the Arlington Music Hall. That is sponsored by iCrafter, and it's benefiting Cowboys Who Care Foundation, and it's produced by Next Text Productions. So that will definitely happen. Opening that night is Cheyenne Smith Ford, and then Mike Crow from KTFW FM 92.1. The afternoon flight will also be there as well. Tickets are on sale. You can get them at arlingtonmusichall.com. On the 28th, when we are back home, we will have a special edition episode where we run the interviews that we got from that night. So we'll give us a couple weeks to put it together.
Yes.
That's the deal with that one. All right. So wanted to make sure we had all of that correct. And now, if you guys take a listen to a very special message, and then we'll come back and close up the show. Here we go.
In a moment, cancer changed our lives forever.
We were told nothing could be done to enjoy these final moments together.
But in that moment, when all seemed lost, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us hope.
Because at this moment, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is saving lives with pioneering research and care. We're changing the way the world treats childhood cancer by sharing our discoveries with doctors and scientists everywhere.
And we'll never have to pay St. Jude for anything, ever.
At this moment, she wants to be in her own bed.
I want to be back at school with my friends.
I want to be outside playing.
Please take a moment and join St. Jude in finding cures and saving children. Visit stjude.org.
Thank you all very much for listening to that important message. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. And I will see you right back here on Friday for a live Josie Show at josieshow.com, same site. And remember, sometimes you have to turn your world upside down to chase your dreams. However, remember to make good friends along the way and enjoy the whole journey. Those are my parting words, and I really mean them from the bottom of my heart. Yes.
Peanut the Squirrel is here, and she says you're fired. You're not her manager anymore. She's tired of working for Peanut.
Well, she's a squirrel. I figured she would like that. Hey,
no,
I
she wants macadamia nuts.
Ay, ay, ay. Hey, you can't make everybody happy. Who knows? Who knows? But thank you all so much, and we will chat with you guys pretty soon. So until then, good night, everybody. Welcome to, thank you very much for listening to this first special edition episode of Station Rabbit. Night.